Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 12th. You'll be interested to know, 30 years ago, today in 1994, thieves infiltrated the National Gallery in Oslo, stealing The Scream, a renowned masterpiece by Norwegian artist Edvard Munch. This incident highlighted vulnerabilities in museum security, and the artwork was later recovered, reinforcing its significance in the art world and Munch's legacy as a pivotal figure in Expressionism. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 11 degrees, with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:42. It looks like we're in for mostly cloudy skies today, with a slight chance of snow later and a high near 33, accompanied by a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect snow changing to rain before morning, with a low around 28 and east winds gusting up to 22. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 11, with the low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with sleet and rain on Thursday and a high near 41. Friday will be sunny and cooler with a high near 31. Saturday brings a chance of snow with a high near 37. Snow and rain are likely Saturday night, leading into a rainy Sunday with a high near 42. Nights will be chilly with lows around 21. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a Boston man has been cleared of U.S. federal charges, alleging he acted as an unregistered agent for China's government. Li Tang Liang, a 65-year-old China-born U.S. citizen, was found not guilty in federal court. Prosecutors had argued that Liang provided Chinese officials information on individuals and dissidents in the local Chinese community from 2018 to 2022. Liang's lawyer defended him, calling the charges ridiculous and asserting they aim to suppress free speech. Following the verdict, Liang expressed that justice has finally arrived. U.S. authorities, while respecting the jury's decision, expressed disappointment in the outcome. Now on to sports. The New York Jets may be moving on from quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but they did present him with a potential plan for a return in 2025. This plan includes restrictions on outside media engagements during the season, specifically prohibiting appearances on the Pat McAfee show. Additionally, Rodgers would need to attend all mandatory off-season workouts, following his absence from two practices last year due to a vacation in Egypt. Team leadership emphasized a higher level of accountability for all players. The Jets are now expected to trade or release the 41-year-old quarterback, who has one season remaining on his contract. In local sports, in a stunning upset, number 9 Boston University defeated top-ranked Boston College 4-1 in the Beanpot Final. Cole Hudson scored the winning goal in the second period, contributing to the Terriers' victory alongside teammates Brandon Svoboda, Cole Iserman, and Gavin McCarthy. Goaltender Mikhail Yegorov made an impressive 43 saves, earning the Epperle Award for the best save percentage in the tournament. Hudson was named tournament MVP, finishing with 3 goals and 5 points. Boston College's lone goal came from first-round draft pick Gabe Pirrault, as their coach, Greg Brown, expressed disappointment after the loss. Tonight, the Celtics, with a 38-16 record, host the San Antonio Spurs at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 29.8 points, leads Boston against Victor Wembanyama, who scores 24.4 per game. The Celtics, favored by 8.5 points, will look to capitalize on home court advantage. Both teams are dealing with key injuries. In top news, Thomson Reuters has won an early court battle regarding artificial intelligence, copyright, and fair use. United States District Court of Delaware, Judge Stefanos Vibas, issued a partial summary judgment in favor of Thomson Reuters in its lawsuit against Ross Intelligence, a legal-focused artificial intelligence startup. This case, one of the first addressing the legality of AI tools, rejected Ross's defenses against copyright infringement. The judge stated, none of Ross's possible defenses holds water. Ultimately, the ruling emphasized that Ross's use of Thomson Reuters content directly affected the market, as it built a competing legal research tool. In business news, Australia's government is ready to take ownership of the country's third-largest airline, Regional Express, if no buyer is found. Known as Rex, the airline entered voluntary administration in July, struggling in a market dominated by Qantas. Rex primarily serves remote destinations for fly-in, fly-out workers. The government previously provided up to 80 million Australian dollars in financing to support Rex. Transport Minister Catherine King emphasized the government's role in ensuring access to opportunities for regional communities. While the government will not bid for Rex, it will intervene if the administrator cannot find a buyer. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $95,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just under $2,600. And Goetze's Maximus is down 11% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Mornings sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. World Liberty Financial, a new cryptocurrency platform linked to President Donald Trump, has launched a strategic token reserve aimed at enhancing Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies that are at the forefront of reshaping global finance. The company revealed that this reserve will help manage market volatility, foster investment in decentralized finance, and create a well-capitalized reserve. Trump and his affiliates hold a 60% stake in World Liberty Financial, which has already reported token sales of $500 million. Donald Trump Jr. recently highlighted the need for a regulatory framework to support the flourishing of cryptocurrency. Entertainment news. The premiere of Paradise has made a stunning impact, attracting over 7 million views globally within its first 9 days across Hulu and Disney+. This drama, led by Sterling K. Brown and created by Dan Fogelman, debuted as a surprise release on January 26. The premiere episode, titled Wildcat is Down, runs just over 48 minutes. In comparison, The Bear Season 3 drew 5.4 million views in its first 4 days. Paradise continues to hold a spot in Hulu's top 15 list and has also garnered significant attention on TikTok, surpassing all first-season scripted Hulu shows in views and shares. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American general and military leader, George S. Patton. And he said, "A good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan executed next week." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.